cash. Fed cattle prices were steady to higher Thursday. Freight railroads and unions reached a tentative agreement to avert a worker strike. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all. This is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Thursday night and Friday morning, the 16th of September. Steady to higher cash prices helped lift live cattle futures an average of 64 cents higher on Thursday, from 22 cents to $1.27 higher. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade was slow on light demand in the Southern Plains through Thursday afternoon, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. So far this week, live prices in that region are a dollar higher at $142 a hundredweight. Trade was slow on moderate demand in Nebraska, with live prices steady to a dollar higher at $143. Dress prices are steady to a dollar higher at $226 to $227. In the Western Corn Belt, trade was limited on light demand. So far this week, live prices are steady to $2 lower at $143 to $144. Dress prices there last week were $225 to $230. Choice box beef cutout value was $1.13 lower Thursday afternoon at $252.34 a hundredweight. Select was 16 cents lower at $229.95. Feeder cattle futures wobbled Thursday with more strength through the back half of the board. They closed mixed from an average of 34 cents lower to an average of 41 cents higher. That was despite softer grain futures, with corn following wheat and closing 4 cents to 8 cents lower. Soybean futures closed mostly 3 cents lower through July of 23, and then mostly 9 cents lower. Calves and feeder cattle sold mixed at the weekly Thursday auctions, monitored by Cattle Current. Compared to 2 weeks earlier, steers weighing 700 to 800 pounds sold $4 to $7 higher at Clarinda Livestock Auction in Iowa, where there are 4,001 head. Heifers weighing 600 to 700 pounds sold $5 to $8 higher. According to the preliminary report at Winter Livestock in Pratt, Kansas, steers weighing 700 to 900 pounds sold steady on light receipts. Feeder heifers weighing 600 to 900 pounds sold $2 to $5 higher, but $10 higher for thin flesh types. There is an estimated 3,000 head on offer. Also in Kansas, at Farmers and Ranchers Livestock Commission in Salina, steers sold $3 to $5 lower, except for $5 higher at 900 to 950 pounds. Heifers weighing 600 to 650 sold $3 lower, but $3 higher at 750 to 800 pounds. There are 2,532 head on offer. At Stockman's Livestock Exchange in Dickinson, North Dakota, compared to 2 weeks earlier, feeder steers sold steady to $3 lower. Heifers weighing 750 to 850 sold $3 to $5 lower. There are 2,188 head on offer. Finally, feeder steers sold steady to $2 higher at Apache Livestock Auction in Oklahoma with 2,017 head on offer. Steer and heifer calves sold lower in a limited test. Major U.S. financial indices closed lower Wednesday amid mixed economic news and lingering worries about slowing economic growth. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 173 points lower, the S&P 500 closed 44 points lower, and the NASDAQ was down 167 points. West Texas Intermediate Crude Oil Futures on the CME closed from $3.38 to $3.60 lower through the front six contracts, pressured by demand concerns. Freight railroads and unions reached a tentative agreement to avert a worker strike. According to a statement from the Association of American Railroads, the new contracts would provide rail employees a 24% wage increase during the five-year period from 2020 through 2024, including an immediate payout on average of $11,000 upon ratification by the unions. This tentative agreement provides for the highest general wage increase over the life of the agreement in over 45 years, according to a joint statement from unions representing rail workers. That's your cattle current market update for Thursday night and Friday morning, the 16th of September. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.